With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila.
The Cybersecurity Incident Response Team has warned of a surge in global threats from Stellar Logs, which are malware that secretly collects passwords, banking details, and corporate data. Last year alone, more than 4.3 million devices were hit, with 330 million credentials stolen and later used in ransomware attacks. ANAMCS IRT team member is calling on Namibians to improve cyber hygiene through multi-factor authentication, regular updates, and early detection tools.
The Namibian Cybersecurity Incident Response Team warns of a growing cyber threat known as Stellar Logs, generated by malicious software. These logs secretly harvest sensitive data such as passwords, banking details, and authentication tokens, which are then sold on underground markets. Alarmingly, infections have surged by 6,000% since 2018, with over 330 million credentials stolen in 2024 alone. Criminals often use these stolen details to launch ransomware attacks on organizations.
Today is the final day of voter registration for the November regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia says that just over 19,000 new voters have registered since the 4th of August. With voter apathy a recurring challenge in local polls, officials are now hoping for stronger participation this year. The ECN's Chief Electoral and Referenda Officer, Peter Sharma.
There will be no extension. Therefore, I'm urging the following eligible voters. For those who missed the opportunity to register during the 2024 GRV, for those who have turned 18 years after last year's GRV, for those who moved from one constituency to another, and for those who qualify to register in a local authority. Because if you miss the opportunity, there will be no other opportunity. Whoever is found on the queue, come 19 hours, our team will make sure that they finish them.
The NetBank Future of Business Conference has been scheduled for Thursday, 21 August at Droombos here in Windhoek. The one-day event organized by Future Media in partnership with Auric Namibia and supported by partners including Droombos, Salt Essential IT, Fly Namibia and APS will bring together business leaders, SMEs, startups and owner-managed enterprises. NetBank Namibia Chief Commercial Officer J.G. van Graan.
We've really seen a gap in the market with regards to family-owned businesses, SMEs and businesses to really have a conference that equips them with the right tools and topics to take their business to the next level, which is very important, I think, from a Namibian point of view, and the economic growth we require. SMEs, commercial and family-owned businesses are a key cornerstone of our economy and they need that support. We have not seen anything like this in the market, specifically focusing on the key components of supporting businesses on HR, IT, governance, and also from an innovation and finance point of view.
South Africa's Competition Commission has taken its rand manipulation case to the Constitutional Court, appealing a ruling that dismissed charges against several banks. The hearing, running until Friday, intends to revive allegations that 13 banks rigged the rand-dollar exchange rate between 2007 and 2013. Meanwhile, Future Forex has called for substantial fines on banks found guilty to prevent future currency rigging. CEO Harry Scherzer told Newsroom Africa Heavy penalties will deter future rand manipulation.
Whatever's put forward as the fine needs to be something which really hurts the banks, because that's going to be the deterrent we need. So I think the heftier the better, quite frankly. This needs to be something that actually hurts their bottom line. So they look at it for years to come and think that's something we'll never do again.
And Myanmar will hold nationwide elections in December. Critics have already said the military planned election in a country that is embroiled in a civil war will be neither free nor fair because there is no free media.
Some 55 parties, including the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party, have registered to run in the first polls in nearly 5 years. But it's unclear how voting can take place when the military government is believed to control less than half the country. The rest is held by pro-democracy resistance resistance fighters or ethnic minority rebels. The armed conflict has been ongoing since the military junta seized power in a 2021 coup that ousted the democratically elected government. The junta's leader, Min Aung Hlaing, who led the coup 4.5 years ago, has said the vote must go ahead and has threatened severe punishment for anyone who criticizes or obstructs the election. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na, or on our various social media platforms. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.